Hi guys, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Jeffrey.
And we're looking at day two of our discovery article for this month, which is Through the Wormhole. Now, there was quite a lot of hard science in day one. Hopefully you can remember it. We need to recap some of that. We need to go over it. What's a wormhole?
Well, a wormhole is a hole in space.
Mm.
It has nothing to do with worms.
No.
It has more to do with perhaps a spaceship. If we ever flew through a wormhole, we would go somewhere far away.
Wow.
But we don't know where that is.
Mm, we don't even know if they exist, these wormholes. It's just an idea.
Right.
That
so
scientists have.
A lot of the questions on this show are very mysterious.
Mm.
But the show asks these questions to the top experts in many scientific fields to get great answers. And we're going to learn more about one particular question in today's lesson.
All right, let's take a look.
Reading.
Through the Wormhole. Through the Wormhole poses some seemingly random questions, but its method of finding answers is scientific. The mysteries on the show are not treated to pie-in-the-sky answers. Rather, some of the best scientists from around the world contribute their knowledge and experience. This season, Wormhole asks the question, how do aliens think? Though it seems silly at first, there is a rational way to investigate this matter. We can survey the various forms of intelligence on our own planet. Take ants, which are very simple-minded creatures. Despite this, a group of them can make complex judgments and decisions. Consider the octopus, which has as many brain cells in its arms as in its head. These examples contrast with our own head-centered thinking. Such a study can help us understand alien life forms that we may encounter in the future. Other interesting episodes coming up are Is Reality Real? And Is There a God Particle? Prepare to stretch your mind and expand your horizons. You'll gain insight into the workings of the universe, yet realize that there is far more to discover.
So our article today begins, Through the Wormhole, this show, poses some seemingly random questions, but its method of finding answers is scientific. So here, poses questions means ask questions. And these questions seem pretty random. Now, random means something that's done or made without any kind of method or decision. It just looks like it's a mess, like it's been picked blindly. For example, winning lottery numbers are chosen at random. Okay, they don't have a system, they just close their eyes and pick them or use a computer to pick them.
Okay, so can I ask you a random question?
Sure.
What's your favorite color?
Gold or purple, I guess.
Okay.
Now, that's random because that's got nothing to do with what we're talking about. It just came out of nowhere. Now, despite these random questions, they may seem random, but the program is using science to find answers. It's not just making up the answers, it's really researching it.
Exactly. The mysteries on the show are not treated to pie-in-the-sky answers. Okay, now a pie-in-the-sky, you might think of a UFO, but that's not what it means. Pie in the sky is just something we say, and it means that it seems good, but is unlikely. Mm. Maybe perhaps too dreamy.
Yeah, kind of like it's just made up. It's a little bit of a fancy, but not realistic.
Yeah, for example, I really want to play in the NBA, but it's really just a pie in the sky idea. I'm not very good at basketball at all.
Oh, well, never mind. Okay, rather, as the article says, some of the best scientists from around the world contribute their knowledge and experience, okay? So scientists are giving their ideas. That's what contribute means. It's spelled C-O-N-T-R-I-B-U-T-E, contribute. And it's a verb to mean to help or take part in something or to give something of yours to kind of like an overall project. Like in a group project, everyone has to contribute something.
Mm, teamwork. Mm-hmm. Okay. So a number of injuries to the star players contributed to the team's poor season.
Oh,
that's another example.
Mm-hmm.
So there were all these things adding up to one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in this show, mm-hmm. all of these scientists are contributing their knowledge and expertise to answer these difficult questions. So
mm-hmm.
let's look at the next sentence in the article, which introduces one of these questions. This season, Wormhole asks the question, how do aliens think? So if little green men
Or come, big monstery green men.
Or big purple green women come on a UFO, how are they going to think? Okay,
now,
so this seems very random.
Yeah, the article says, though it seems silly at first, there is a rational way to investigate this matter. So, what a strange question, but let's use logic to think about it. Let's be rational. This word rational means it's based on reason and logic. It's using sensible ideas. For example, there has to be a rational explanation for UFOs. It's got to be something that's causing them to happen. It's not magic. It's some kind of science.
Well, it's probably aliens.
Probably, but it could just be bad cameras or some junk in space flying around. A rational explanation.
You mean just like a pie in the sky?
No, the opposite of pie in the sky.
Okay.
All right.
All right, so the article goes on, and it explains how we can go about answering this question. How do aliens think? We can survey the various forms of intelligence on our own planet.
Ah.
Okay, so we survey. This is a verb spelled S-U-R-V-E-Y, and it means to collect information about a topic from many sources, okay? So we're going to look at all the forms of life on our planet. Another example is the company surveyed its customers to find out how they felt about its products.
Yeah, so by surveying, they're basically going to look at how all the different animals think and what they use and how it works. So what they're looking for is intelligence, okay? This is a noun spelt I-N-T-E-L-L-I-G-E-N-C-E, intelligence. It's also the noun form of the word intelligent or smart, which is an adjective. As a noun, it means the ability to get and use knowledge or skills, okay? So if you have intelligence, you can learn things. You can go, okay, this is a pen. I learn how to write with it. That is using your intelligence, and you remember how to do it in the future.
Sure, and very smart people usually have a very high IQ.
Mm-hmm.
Now, IQ is two letters, and the I part of that is intelligence. Okay.
Okay, as an example sentence, we can say, do you think cats have more intelligence than dogs? Personally, I do, but that's an argument for another time. We can also say, Albert Einstein was a man of great intelligence.
That's true. A lot of people consider him one of the smartest humans to have ever lived.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now the article is going to explain the kinds of intelligence that were surveyed while trying to answer this question. The article states, take ants, which are very simple-minded creatures.
Okay?
So think about an ant. It's very small. It's simple-minded. minded. And this is an adjective, and it means only concerned, I mean only caring about simple, easy tasks. Okay, not thinking deeply about things, which is what this show is all about.
Yeah.
So someone or something that is simple-minded has very little intelligence or judgment. So they can't really make decisions.
Yeah. Well, they just do stuff. They go, find food, take food home. No thinking deeply there.
That's an ant. But humans can sometimes be simple-minded in certain situations. For example, the simple-minded boy couldn't judge right from wrong.
Yeah,
so usually when
no idea.
Children are younger, they're... Mm-hmm. Thinking and decision-making is a little bit more simple. Does it feel good now? I'm hungry now.
Yeah, they're not thinking about the future or why. They're just kind of thinking about, what do I want? Now, despite this, a group of them, that's ants, can make complex judgments and decisions, okay? Mm. Complex here means difficult, complicated. And a judgment, which is spelled J-U-D-G-M-E-N-T, judgment, this is the ability to kind of make a considered decision or come to a sensible conclusion. So just go, okay, if I need to make this decision, I need to think about this, this, and this. How does this affect this? Okay, now I can make a judgment. For example, Katie had to make a judgment about which university to attend. She had to think about all the different ones, which one's good for her, how much should they cost, what subject. Then, finally, she can make a judgment.
So when you see a large group of ants working together, they can do a lot of things that you wouldn't think a simple ant could do.
Mm-hmm.
They build their colonies under the dirt. They can attack much larger animals, find the best way to travel to get more food. Lots of things that are much too complicated for a simple-minded intelligence to perform.
By itself, yeah.
Okay, so next, consider the octopus, which has as many brain cells in its arms as in its head. So we were talking in our previous lesson about what are we made of, and we are made of cells.
Ah.
These are the little tiny things that are in all forms of life, and we have brain cells. We have a collection of cells that are specialized. Their function is having feelings. And with all of them together in our head, we have very intelligent thoughts. Well, sometimes we have intelligent thoughts.
Mm.
But an octopus has a lot of these kinds of brain cells in its arm. In fact, just as many are in its arms as in its head.
That's interesting. And these examples, these different examples, contrast with our own head-centered thinking, okay? We use our heads, we use our brains, but it's not true of all animals like the octopus. Now, there we saw the verb contrast, C-O-N-T-R-A-S-T, contrast, okay? It can also be a noun. You can see a contrast, okay? To contrast means to be different in a clear and obvious way. For example, Andy's hard-working attitude contrasts with his older brother's laziness. They're very different.
Okay, so we're all into different sports.
Mm-hmm.
For example, our likes might contrast with one another's, and yours might too. For example, the high-scoring, fast-paced action of a basketball game contrasts with the slow pace of golf.
Yeah, nice and slow.
So they contrast a lot. They're totally different.
Yeah. Now, this study, looking at all these animals, such a study can help us understand alien life forms that we may encounter in the future. So we can go, okay, maybe it thinks like an octopus with its arms. Maybe they think like ants and they have to be in a big group. You know, how do they think? And by looking at all the animals, we can find out. So if we encounter aliens, we might have an idea about them.
Although, if you watch science fiction movies, the aliens usually have these big brains, so they're probably head-centered just like we are.
Now, we saw the word encounter in that sentence. This is a verb spelled E-N-C-O-U-N-T-E-R, encounter. And it means to meet or to come across something. So, encounter aliens means to meet them, either on another planet, in space, or maybe they'll come here. For example, as a sentence, we encountered a few delays on our journey here.
All right. So, other interesting episodes coming up are, is reality real?
Huh?
Okay, so, is all this real?
Oh, no.
And, is there a God particle? Okay, what would that be?
A particle is a very small thing, kind of like an atom that we'd have. So, is one of them a God one? We just don't know. Prepare, as the article says, to stretch your mind and expand your horizons, okay? Mm. To expand your horizons means to learn and experience new things. For example, you can expand your horizons by traveling.
That's right. So, many people go to other places because they gain a new perspective by expanding their horizons. Mm. And let's cut to our shortcut for you to learn a little bit more.
Okay.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, you're back from America. How was your study abroad?
Oh, it was great. I learned so much and saw so many new places.
It looks like you really expanded your horizons.
What? Expand? Actually, I lost weight. You are so rude.
To expand your horizons means to gain experience in life.
So, to expand one's horizons simply means 开拓视野.
I just mean you expanded your horizons by seeing such a big country.
Oh yeah? And I expanded my horizons by having an American roommate.
I bet that was really interesting.
She helped me learn English and Spanish. It really expanded my horizons a lot.
Cool. I bet you learned a lot. So if you watch this show, you'll gain insight into the workings of the universe. Yet, realize that there is far more to discover.
Mm.
So this insight, this means an accurate and deep understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So, living in another country gave me an insight into a different culture.
Yeah, and you'll get insight into the workings of the universe. Now, the workings of means just the way something works or operates. You'll understand how everything happens. For example, going into the back of a Starbucks, you'd get an insight into the workings of a coffee shop. You'd see all the things that happen in the back and go, that's how Starbucks works.
There's so many questions, but we're going to leave that for our For You chat question. We'll be right back after this break.
For You chat.
So today's question is, do you think humans will ever discover life on other planets? And what will it look like? What do you say?
There are so many planets out there, I think we will find life. And it will probably just look like soup.
Okay. I think they will look like kind of giant monsters, like in Pacific Rim. That's what they'll look like.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
That's scary stuff. Well, what do you think about this topic? Talk about it with your classmates and have a good time doing so. But until next time, I'm Jeffrey.
And I'm Pat. And for English for You, we're going to say goodbye. See you next time. Bye.
Through the Wormhole. Through the Wormhole poses some seemingly random questions. But its method of finding answers is scientific. The mysteries on the show are not treated to pie-in-the-sky answers. Rather, some of the best scientists from around the world contribute their knowledge and experience. This season, Wormhole asks the question, how do aliens think? Though it seems silly at first, there is a rational way to investigate this matter. We can survey the various forms of intelligence on our own planet. Take ants, which are very simple-minded creatures. Despite this, a group of them can make complex judgments and decisions. Consider the octopus, which has as many brain cells in its arms as in its head. These examples contrast with our own head-centered thinking. Such a study can help us understand alien life forms that we may encounter in the future. Other interesting episodes coming up are Is Reality Real? And Is There a God Particle? Prepare to stretch your mind and expand your horizons. You'll gain insight into the workings of the universe, yet realize that there is far more to discover.
Vocabulary Review.
Contribute. Peter didn't contribute any money to buy the pizza, but he ate almost half of it. Survey. The student surveyed people at the park to get their opinions about certain animals and plants. Intelligence. Dogs can show their intelligence by learning tricks and understanding commands. Judgment. The manager's decision to move his business online was a great judgment. Contrast. Canada contrasts with Mexico greatly because Canada is so much colder.